We're holding a dalam of beis. The third line from the top. So where it says, so that what we're going to conclude from this halacha is that by the case of avelus, even though they've had relations one time, we're still afraid of them not being careful with each other. And therefore, they have to have a shmirah. Whereas, the case of nida, they don't. And the logic behind it being that nida people take more seriously; it's more chomer to them, and avelus is more kal. So, the member, do you mean to say that avelus kilole minida people look at avelus more lenient than they look at the iser of nida? So that's what we should conclude from here. The problem is, v'homer Rabbi Yitzchok bar Chanina, Amar Rav Huna. We have the following statements. Kamalachos she'isha oisel abalo, nida oisel abalo. So we saw later on there are different chiyuvim of a woman to the husband, different malachos that she has to do, and nida will do them as well. However, chutzim mezigas hakois v'tzoras hamita v'hakotzes panaviyada v'raglov. There are three things which Anita can't do for her husband because we're concerned of their makariv and the kreis chiba, and we're afraid that they might come to improperly have relations. And what are these three things? The three things are mezigas hakos. So she will pass him. She will pair the cup and pass it to him. Tzoras hamita. Points out over here that there are two types of atzoras hamita. There's, you know, they would actually, you know, have to stuff the mattress and plump up the mattress. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what the shifcha would do, you know. So they could do that too. It's talking about actually putting the linen on the bed. That was something indicating of a chiba. And our kotz is pulling out of a raglav. Her kotz is part of Yerba Raglov. It means pouring the water for the actual act of washing himself. These are very personal things. So that would create a chiba, which we're concerned about during the time of Nidus, that they might come and do something improper. Fine. But Bilu Gabi Avelis, so according to our thought process, that Avelis is more keel, so for sure if these are problem during Nida time, then she a problem during Avelis time. But rather by veil as we find the opposite. Tanya, Alvisha Amru ain't other Meshur Lochav as Ishtoi, Lias Kachelas, Lias Pekesis. The man cannot expect a demand of his wife to be putting on her makeup during the time of Avelis. So that's not expected. Bemis Omru, Mazegas Loyakois, Umatas Loyhamita, Umachetzes Loyponavet of a Raglov. But she can do Mazegas Loyakois, Mitzatos Hamita, and her Chotis Ponavet of a Raglov during Avelis. So we see that Avelis is, we're not concerned about these bringing, because people take Avelis very seriously. So we see Avelis is more Chomer, not more Keel.
Does it matter who's in Avelis?
We're going to see that in a second. It's a very good question. Okay, Zot the Gemara. Look, Hasha. Kan bavelis tidei, kan bavelis tido. Our Gemara is dealing with a situation where he's in avelis, and we're afraid that he's in avelis. He will not take the avelis so seriously, etc. The Brisa which we just quoted is talking about a case where she's in avelis, and even if he would create, feel the element of chiba, she will not agree to it because she's in avelus. So she takes the avelus seriously. But what we're afraid about over here is that he doesn't take his avelus as seriously as he should. The Mora says, one second. So it means the case of our, what are we saying? We're saying that the case of the Brisa before, which said that we created this unique halacha, but due to the circumstances that they're going to go ahead with the chasna, And then said that they, even though they've had bia together, they have to have a shmir afterwards, is only referring to a case where he's an availist. So that's not, clearly not true, because the brisa started off with two cases, the father of the chassan or the mother of the kala. So you have a case where she's an availist, and they have bia, and we need shmira, even though it's her availist. And that we came along and we said, but by nida, you don't need, a similar case of nida, you wouldn't need it. Reverse to the rubber in the name of Rava. So even in case of Avelis Didor, we seem to be that it's Kiel. So then we don't have an answer to our to the why in the scenario of Mazigas Akois, it seems to be the opposite. So the Mor says, Vatanya, Mishameis, no, I'm sorry. But Ovim Shalkasan or Ima Shakala Katani. It says both two scenarios, the father of the chassan or the mother of the kala. So it's talking about a case of availus of the woman as well. And it's different. It's saying there's a requirement of shmira that they don't take the veil. She doesn't take her availus so seriously. Okay, some more answers. Kiktoni Ashara. The availus of the case of the Ima Shalkala is referring to the point of the Brisa, including that is the other halachas. But that truthfully, the din of Shmira would not be needed in that case. But everything else, they have the same, that you machlis the mace to cheder, and you do bia, and he's parish, and they're knowing the availus, etc. But the din of that, in the case of Ima Shalkala, you don't need that hu yashin ben ho anashim vi yashin ben anashim. Okay. The Mor says, "Umi shani ben avelus tidei lavelus ido." Is this correct? That there's a difference between his avelus and her avelus. V'hatanya, misha meis chomiv oichamoisai. A person that his father-in-law or mother-in-law has passed away. So he cannot expect of his wife to be wearing makeup. Kachelis was like some type of mascara. Bekesis is face. Rouge, some type of a rouge on the face. So the law is they do kfiyas amita. Kfiyas amita was they would actually stand the bed on upside down. They would turn the bed upside down, which means that they wouldn't live in their normal physical proximity as a way to prevent them from coming to tashrish amita. Actually, we don't have that nowadays because our beds are made differently. We don't expect the person to be able to sleep on the bed in the upside-down position. But the source for the minhag of covering the mirrors is actually this din, because the mirrors are something which people would use to beautify themselves, etc. So that's the source of the minhag of covering mirrors is from this din. And there's no makor to cover paint pictures, because that wasn't the issue.
But it says you can't force her. I mean, doesn't sound like she's not allowed to.
Well, it's an interesting question. Is she allowed to? We assume in Allah that she's not allowed to. So it's the point is he's coming along and saying, "I have a shibud," and saying that he doesn't have a right. His shibud doesn't extend to this point because she's. There is his argument is his shibud would override her din of avelus, saying that that's not true. Then it says benoigimu avelus, so that there's a halacha being that the husband has a chiyuv to be noig avelus together with his wife. We'll the more is going to expand on that a little bit. So we'll see as it goes. The brisa thing is v'chein he shemeis chamia oy chamaisa. Her father-in-law or mother-in-law, her husband's parents passed away. So she can't, she may not make herself attractive to him. Okay, so we see that it doesn't make any type of requirements of an extra level of shmirah, even though we're talking about a case of his avelis. Just kai for mitasa, that's all you need. So Tony, we should add into the brisa the avelis today in this scenario where the man is an avelis who yashin ben hu anashim. That we would have this extra requirement. The Mora says, that's the Mora says, okay, you're right. You have to add that into the Bryce. The Mora says, but the Bryce says, so it means that they're basically the same. And if you're saying when she's an avelis, that's not required, that would mean that when he's an avelis, it's also not required. Kiktoni akichul bar pirchus. The v'chein is regards to the lochus of the makeup, but regards to the lochus of the sleeping arrangements, they're not the same. The Mor says. So we're standing right now that there is a difference between his avelis and her avelis, and the both the brisa before and the brisa now will have a requirement by that when he's an avelis of that there's a shmira, and when she's an avelis there's no shmira. Va imoy ketoni. So it says she's nehegas imoy avelis. She's nehegas imoy avelis means my love imoy b'mita. So that imoy means that they would she would be kind for the mitasay. Means that they would do kfiyas hamita, so the sleeping the bed would be not the normal way. That'll be the reminder, but they would sleep together, which means they don't require shmira. They don't have him sleeping with other men and her with other women. Where it says lo imo bebayis, when it says imo, it means they're noig together. Means that when this halacha of that you have a chiyuv of being noig avelis when the spouse is being noig avelis is only when they're together. Kidomer le Rav Chiya, Rav Lechiya Bere, Rav told his son Chiya, Ba'apo nehug avelusa, deloy ba'apo lo sinag avelusa. Okay. That this halacha, there is halacha, that person, because of the covet of the person who was nifter, and because of the covet of the one who's sitting avelis, that when they are together, when they're bapa, so when he's in her presence, the husband will have a chiyuv to join the wife in the avelis, and vice versa. But if he's not, he's not there, this halacha doesn't apply. So. Halacha, it's brought down halacha that this is relevant for husband to wife and wife to husbands. It's also relevant for children to with a parent. Parents sitting avelis, the children should be noig avelis with the parent. And when there's an issur rechitza, it's brought down in halacha. We're only noig it until Shabbos.
What do the kids do? What are the
same way a parent would have an Issa Rechitza. No. It's a Rechitza. So the children, the one who's being noig avelis with them would also have an Issa Rechitza. So if the Petira is on a Thursday, so they're noig that avelis till Shabbos. The Petira is on a Sunday, they're noig that avelis till Shabbos. Right? So, you know, the Kavur is on a Sunday, so it's the whole week. And if it's on a Friday morning, it's a few hours. But the minig which we have is only until Shabbos. And the both the Taz and the Shach say that we have no explanation why we're ignoring a halacha, a fair halacha of the Gemara, which nobody argues on. We have no explanation why we don't do a full availus the whole time. But that is the minhag. Just this way it is. But it's only within the same city. So they understand the din of imoy doesn't necessarily mean specifically that they're in the house the whole time. And suppose if they step out of the house, they can go to the America because they didn't wash in the house anyway. They went to the America. It meant if they're there in the presence, that if they be in a different city, that the halacha doesn't apply. Okay. So the issue over here is a totally different issue. It's not discussing the halachas of the sleeping arrangements, like the more thought in the question. The sleeping arrangements are based on what we said before. There is a requirement of shmira. The issue over here is a totally different concept of imoy being with them in their state of avelus. Comes along Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi says that. So according to what we're saying right now, we are understanding that in every scenario of avelus, when the man's in avelus, there's a requirement of shmira. They've been married for 15 years. But when the man's in avelus, there's a requirement of shmira. That's the more understanding right now. Rav Ashi says, no. Rav Ashi Amar, Mika Damisa Abilusa Dahachal Abilusa Da Alma. This scenario of avelus that we're discussing in the Brisa, that we are requiring shmira, is a very unique scenario. You can't compare it to the regular case of avelus. Regular case of avelus, we assume that the person is chomer to him, and he won't come to do anything improper, and there's no requirement of shmira, and that's the standard understanding of avelus. The reason why over here, even after they've had bia, there's a requirement of shmira is a different reason. Why? The regular case of avelus, people assume is chomer, and people will not come to be careless with it, cavalier about it, and we have no requirement of shmira. But over here, avelus the hacha, kima da kilo rabbanon, also the zezulei be. So here we have that we're allowing this to put the mace into the cheder, to have bia, to then go bury the mace. So the attitude toward the whole thing is like it's we're obviously being very very lenient over here in regards to the velas, and we're allowing them to have shiva shmei mishta. So here we're concerned that the person in that state of mind will not be careful with their velas. And therefore, we're afraid the person will come to be mezalzel in it, not take it seriously enough. And there, you need the shmira. Otherwise, we're afraid they might have bia. Morris says, "Okay, my kula. What exactly is this kula that you're referring to that Chazal are doing? Ilema diketani boyo bilas mitzah upareish." That we're allowing them to have bia. So, hasam, the reason why that's permitted is mishum de lechala love avilusa. That the avelus has not taken effect yet. This is a ninus, it's not avelus. The mace has not been buried yet. And this is not a leniency in avelus. This is a question of what's the status of during this period of aninus? When does avelus take effect? Either Rebbe Eliezer achiyetsi mepesach habayis. Avelus takes effect when they take the mace out from the house to bury it. Either Rebbe Yeshua achiyistam agarlo till they finish when they put the mace into the ground and they cover the oren. So that's considered the time when avelus takes effect. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis understands that the Yistam Agarlo would be they'd make a matseva. They would put out. Now they didn't wait like we wait. They would immediately after they buried they would put a marker there. we do that by the what we it's referred to. We make create a tzura sekever. We finish burying and you create now. They have the tzura of a kever there. So that's the time when the veilus takes effect. The more possibly says it doesn't. They're not necessarily arguing. Once someone case where the person is going with the mace to bury. One case they're not going with to bury, but al kaponim, a veilus doesn't start until that point in time. Till that point in time, it's they're in a state of aninus. Now, aninus is not a veilus. The person's in a state of aninus. They're not mourning yet. It's they have limitations, midaraisa, in regards to eating kachin because they're not in a state of simcha. And they have chiyuvim to deal with all of the arrangements for burying the person who's nifter, and that relieves them from a chiyuvi asay because it doesn't create isuri avelis. The one thing which we don't let them do is mikra din that they can't not supposed to drink wine or eat meat, which is not also to novel. Although there's a lot of drink wine or eat meat, aninus there's an issur of ashtiyas yayin and achilas basar, because that's a steer to the whole concept of being being. It's a simcha. Those are elements of simcha, and he's not in a state of simcha. It does not generate a din of. So the more it seems the same way, it does not generate a din of an issur of tasha shamita. So that is not necessarily true. We pass that there is a din of Isra of Tasha Shemitah during Aninus, and then what the Mora means to say is, this is a kula in Aninus, not a kula in Avelis. So that's the Mora's question. You're saying, well, we're not taking the Avelis very seriously. Well, we ever take the Avelis very seriously. Once the Avelis starts, it's very serious. If this is a kula in Aninus, so we say, well, maybe the Mora, he'll say, well, if Aninus is Kal, Lav Dafka will say that. So more so, what's the cool over here? As the Tani Noeg Shivas Yimei Amishnah, Rachakach Noeg Shivas Yimei Avelis, that we push off the Avelis till after the Shivas Yimei Amishnah. So it's hard for the person not to take the Avelis very seriously if he got to spend seven Shivas Yimei Amishnah during what most people would be sitting Avelis, and he's partying for 7 days. So that's going to create a kula in his mind in regards to the Avelis. That's why over here we require a Shmirah. Okay, that's the end of that part of the Braisa. So then we're going to move on to a different part of the Braisa. So let's see Rashi. We're holding a second line from the top. Kilale. We're further that Avelis is Kilale Lavroleha. He's more, it would be more, it's more insignificant in his mind to transgress it. Minita. The Avelis, Lo Mehamtale, you're not trusting him in the Avelis, we require Shmira. But Nida, Mehamtale, in case of Nida, we're trusting him. He doesn't, once he's had Bia one time, there's no need for Shmira. There are lists of what she has to do. She does all of them, except for chutzim mizigas hakoyis lahoshid loy to pass in the cup. Rashi says it's not just doesn't mean just mean mixing the cup, but passing in the cup of wine after it's been mixed. Then there's machloikas. It's only in conjunction with mixing it, or mean just the bain issers the passing. If she doesn't pass it, if she puts it further away from him and he has to take it, is it mutter? That's we'll talk about later on. We get to that. But so some mitzvah rechatzis ponav shader kira v'chibeh. All these things are elements of closest to it. Boiling the hergal of air, they're afraid that they're going to become to accustom each other and do something improper. Ein adam rishel locha v'zishtoi b'mei evlo k'shemei savia oyima. He has no power to force his wife to be in put on makeup. So Pekesis is Maveris Sirak Alpana. She puts some type of a rouge on her face. Mezegas Loi. It says that but during Avelis, we are allowed Mezegas Loi. We're not afraid that by her giving him these items, they're going to come to do something improper. Alma Velas, Kamirale, we see that he deals with the Velas and is very stringent. Some more says, the difference is Kan by Velas today. The difference is whose Velas it was. La'alam Velas Kilale, me neither. The man looks at a Velas more leniently than he looks at a deserved nida. So this is how we'll explain the different prices. That require that they should have shmirah, he has to sleep with other men. That's a case where he's in a velas. That she can prepare these things, and because he takes the velas is very significant. Is Bevelis Tidokoi? So when she's in a Velis, how do we know? The Ktoni ain't on a Meshur Lochem, he can't not demand from her these things because she's in a Velis. I'm a Bevelis Tidokoi, meaning we're talking about she's in a Velis. Shena Roitzo Licho Belifkos, that she doesn't want to be Kerchel and Pokus, and he cannot demand that from her. Vahano Tama de Mazegas, and that's why she's allowed to prepare these items, do these malachas for him. Then Yiskaber Yitzur Alav, if he begets his desire overpowers him, Kiva the Velas Tidohu, and a Shemaslo, she's not going to accept it. But the Brisa before, which requires Shemir, someone he's in a Velas. The Mora says, it doesn't say that. Vavelas Shalchosin, or Ima Shalchala, Alma Bavelas Tidoh Nami, Achmer Tana Deliel. Even in a case where she's in a velas, was her mother died, we are requiring shmira. So more answers, Kiktoni ima shalkalo ashara. The case when she's in a velas for her mother, the brisa includes that. It's talking about the other parts of the dinim. Amachnitzim ames lecheder, that we move the mess to a cheder. The mother of the kala who's passed away, we set that aside. We do the chuppah, they have bialos mitzvah, they're parish, they bury the mace, and they continue. But in regards to avol hu yoshin bein hu anashim avelus tuchosin koi, that which you require an extra shmir, that only applies in a case where the husband was in avelus. So where it says menhagas imoy avelus alma midalok tani bavelus di day. They're not requiring the brisa that they have it make new sleeping arrangements. There's no difference between she's a velas or he's an velas. The man will take the velas seriously, and you don't need the shmira. Before we said you don't need the shmira. Hakasinan. Some more answers. Tani bevelas today. Hu yoshin. You're right. We'll add into the brisa this requirement of sleeping arrangements when he's an velas. We trust him that they should be together, sleep in their regular. Well, we've made some type of a change in the sleeping arrangements. We don't require shmira. The point over here is not trusting or not trusting. That which, when he's in a velus, the wife has to accept the velus as well. That's only when she's with him. In the honor of the ovel, the spouse has to join. When Ruchia's father-in-law passed away, his wife's in a velus. Rav told Chia that when you're with your wife, you have to be noig the veils. That's referring to the covering that they would put over the oren. Tosis challenges that from multiple cases in Shas. The Rishon says the girl is the matseva, which they would put not on the oren, not where they buried, but all the way up on top, and they would actually do it with a piece of with a stone normally. So it comes to Rishua that the avelus only starts when they put the matzeva. If there's no matzeva, the avelus would start when they're mahadar apa, that they leave the cavern.
Would they come back and put a permanent stone later? An engraved stone, maybe.
The Gemara talked about there should be a tzion on the cavern. There should be some type of indication that the cavern is there. And the Gemara actually finds the source of that in the concept of the matzeva, but it wasn't necessarily by a stone. They can just mark off the area as well, and that would be sufficient. Mitzad the din. The din is you have to make some type of a marker that it's there, but it doesn't necessarily be a but the Rabbeinu Tam was saying that the minig was they would put a stone over the whole. There's clearly the Tzimur Gemara is talking about the issue of a garlal vis-a-vis tumah. So he says it was a stone which covered over the whole area where the mace was. That's what it's referring to. It wasn't a headstone. It was over.
I mean, the marks were for tumah purposes, right?
Correct. Well, it was also it's covered. It says they make.
Also, I guess to cover the body too.
But it wouldn't
have the when did we start putting names?
I don't know. Historian, I'm not. Okay, one interesting halacha, but in this din of pirsanita that we require shmira of hu yashin ben ha'anashim mihi yashin ben ha'anashim. The mechaber brings multiple shitas on how to learn up the halacha of lemaisa. Does it mean that they require two men? We say ben ha'anashim means, you know, literally means two men. It's required two shomrim by her and two shomrim by him. Or it means with another man. He's with the men, but you know it doesn't mean necessarily. Is there any leniency to say that as long as there's other people there in the house and even and they would sleep with the door being open, would that be sufficient? It's also a possibility. But it's interesting. Ramal comes along and says that the sort of the concern is because talk of La Yitzhar, afraid that his desire is so overpowering that he will forget or you know willingly ignore the Isser of Amnida. He says if the man will voluntarily refrain for a night and not have relations, so we see he's not talking of Le Yitzray, and therefore this halacha doesn't apply. So it wasn't a takana, which you know which it's loy plug. So a scenario which we have a situation where a couple has gotten married and they're having difficulty consummating the marriage. And we're concerned the woman's becoming a nida, so we have this halacha would take effect. If they have not had bia yet, if she comes a nida, they have a chiyuv, the requirement of shmira. So one of the suggestions to deal with it is that we advise them to voluntarily refrain for a night. And once that's true, this halacha doesn't kick in. So that's the practical way of dealing. Not this. You know, the period of time for the woman becomes an so she goes to the mikveh, where she needs shiva nikiyah, and you can require this shmira for 12 days. So that can be quite overwhelming. During the day, we don't require, this is halacha in Shena by nighttime. That we do assume that Allah assumes that they have an issur yichud by day, but we don't require a shmira. We require that we should address the yichud issue. So the yichud issue would be addressed by having somebody with them who is old enough that they could, if they do something improper, that they'd be able to tell over the story. So they'll take what a niece or a nephew or something like that. And they have to spend a lot of time with their new aunt and uncle. Like, get to spend the whole day with them.